Again, on the women's tour, it's much, much harder to hit aces. You know, they don't crack the 200 kilometers per hour. They don't go 120, 125 to 130 mph because they don't have the same strength on the upper body. Some do. Some, you know, like Serena Williams was one of the strongest, I think.
No, I take that, but there just seems to be, this year in particular, more and more matches where it's literally break after break, and that hasn't always been the case. Is it because of the swirly conditions as well? Here, the fact that we're playing on clay, of course?
I think there's, you know, it's kind of a perfect storm, you're right.
Yeah.
Very good. See?
Got that one right. House cleaner suggests drop shot angel or drop shot sister for the biography.
I love what they did with Roland Garros this year about, again, celebrating the first Pride Day. And they have this great graphic with a tennis ball coming out of the center court with all the rainbow colors. I think it's so well done. I love it. You got to see this if you have a Twitter account or if you have. Rolling on Twitter. That's a great shot from Adaj Maia, just getting a lot of depth here. And now pushing really Jabber behind the baseline. Good acceleration. Now it's 30 love. My goodness, we could have three in a row.
Holds of serve. Unheard of.
Everybody,
Nancy,
hold your breath.
Oh, Nancy in Southern California. Her suggestion for Ante's book is the virtuosa of the drop shot. And then she wants, oh dear, clarification of the pronunciation of the Suzanne, I think I've got it now, Langlen court.
Suzanne Langlen.
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 Langlen, as in Ben. Yeah, she says Lang as in angst and
Langlen.
Len as in Ben. Langlen. Langlen it is. Yes, Sophie's just noticed a gentleman who we hadn't seen before last night in the commentary box just to our left.
Well, I guess, you know, better late than never.
Yeah.
Maybe he missed the first wave thinking that it was starting just, you know, 2 weeks later.
Well, we thought, and we'll come back to that in just a moment, because Jabeur is playing a deep forehand to the forehand side of Adaj Maia, which goes wide. We thought, because last night, Alex Krejcik came into our box again.
Again?
Yes.
Lovely.
He realised we were looking at him, and then unfortunately somebody included him in a tweet that mentioned that possibly we were stalking him. I mean, it used the word stalker, which was a bit awkward. And he came running in again, but he was very friendly. Actually put a headset on, had a chat to us for a couple of minutes, and then said, oh, I better go because my Spanish producer is probably wondering where I am. He was live on Eurosport, but he was delightful. But we did wonder, based on the stalker system, Adam Maia holds, so it's a much better set as far as the servers are concerned at the start of the second. We did wonder whether Krejcik has now employed a security officer in that previously empty commentary box just to make sure that our stalking doesn't reach undignified levels.
73% of first serve in for Adaj Maia. She's only winning 48% of those. So even though she's putting a lot of first serves in, it's not really making much difference as far as Jabeur is concerned. She's still at 50% of her serves in, but I'm winning 59% of these, so at least those numbers are a little bit better. So they are both definitely, you know, could improve their one with the first serve percentage, the other one with winning points of the first serve.
Good afternoon to Saif, who's tuning in from Tilburg in the Netherlands.
Oh, please.
He says one is Tunisian, Bea is of Lebanese descent. Great to see two women of Arab heritage competing in the quarterfinals of a major. And Saif is hoping that Ons goes through and wins. And Max says that Adaj Maia is bidding to win four matches in a row and deciding sets here. He doesn't have a definitive list, but remembers Leila Fernandez winning four matches in a row in deciding sets to reach the 2021 US Open final, where, of course, she lost to Emma Raducanu. Here's Jabeur serving at 1-2 in the second, having taken the first set by 6-3. We're approaching the hour mark in the first of our matches on court, Philippe Chatrier today. It's a second serve to the backhand of the Brazilian. Cross-court on the forehand from Adaj Maia now deep. She's put Jabeur in trouble, and she should put away. Oh, my goodness me. Well, she should have put away the short ball first time around. She hit it straight back at Jabeur, who was moving in the opposite direction, but showed tremendous reflexes just to stick out a racket and get the ball back towards her opponent. She couldn't quite guide it over the net, but that would have been an awkward little moment for Hadashma. Just a reminder that Jabeur can do almost anything, especially when you least expect her to. But 1-2, love 15, and another missed first serve. So Hadashma comes just inside the court, as Sophie was explaining earlier. It's a deep, very deep second serve right on the service line, and that hurried Hadashma, because she was so far forward for the return, hurried her into an error.
Yeah, I mean, she's still trying the same tactic, which I think is the right tactic. She's got to just be a little bit more successful. I would change maybe a little bit of this match right now. She is again going to start moving in on the second serve inside the baseline.
And she's going to return towards the feet of Ons Jabeur. Deep plus one from Jabeur. Now the drop shot on the backhand side from Jabeur. It's another magical drop shot. When she initially hit that, I thought, well, it's up in the air for quite a long time. Hadashma is going to have plenty of time to get forward to it. Not a bit of it.
Yeah, I'm actually surprised. I think Hadashmaya, I'm not sure if she is really feeling something, but for me, it's a bit shocking to not see her going after those.
Yeah. So, yeah, her mobility maybe is slightly questionable.
Yep.
After that 3-hour, 51-minute marathon a couple of days ago. Now, forehand return. Jabeur goes back, plays her inside-out forehand. Now she'll go on to the backhand. It's another drop shot.
Ooh,
it's clipped the top
one
of the tape, and it's bounced back her side.
First one missed in the net from Jabeur.
Oh, dear. I've got another name wrong.
Yeah, Putz.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to get it right now, thanks to our listeners. Astrid saying that I hate to be all pedantic, but
I will.
Putz, yeah, but I will. It's actually Putz, and it's pronounced like a soft ooh, Putz. All right, so if you pucker your lips together, she actually gives you direction.
Putz.
There you go.
Ace from Jabeur has taken her to 40-30. Astrid, who last night was soaking in a bubble bath after an exhausting bicycling trip, I believe it was. Second serve. Oh, it's a double fault.
Double fault. That is huge. Right there. Asterix. Little asterix through right next to that double fault, just because huge point here for her to come back to 2-all.
And that's a good first serve. It's blocked back into play. Short ball, and in comes Jabeur and hammers away her backhand behind her opponent.
Yeah, that second serve was really well placed wide and with a slice. And Hadashmaya doing something that I have not seen on a lot of players, crossed over with a right foot as she's lefty to hit that backhand. And there's no way you can come back from that.
Backhand reply now from Hadashmaya, who's stretching on her forehand and netting. And Jabeur has held, so four games in the second set, four holds of serve.
Wow.
And all that after a succession of breaks in the first, saw Jabeur win it by 6-3.
So I'm going to go back to how to hit those wide serves that are coming at you. You always want to go with your outside foot first, going towards that ball. Because if you cross over and you're not there distance-wise, you can't. You're going to have to reach, because there's no way you can move from that position. So right, always the outside foot first. Then you can cross over if you need to with the other foot.
That's good advice.
Technique.
Makes sense. It's always good when you can really understand what someone's saying. I think you obviously, I mean, you must have been a great language teacher in a previous life, and I'm sure you're a fabulous tennis coach now.
Yeah, I don't coach that much. I wish I could coach. I would have loved to coach some of the players. Great drop shot, but not enough. And it's Hadashmaya who comes in that very quickly this time. Decides to go with the forehand, really to the right side as she's left-handed. She could have hit a backhand, but decided to go with the forehand cross-court winner.
Yeah, we know how wonderful Jabeur's drop shots are. If I was going to be a bit critical today, I would suggest that the drop shots she's hit off the return of serve haven't quite cut the mustard so far.
Agreed. She missed one, and this one was too deep.
2-all, 15 love. Ooh. Ace down the middle.
That's a beauty. 176K. That was flying through the air. A slice serve.
Ah, she's just warming up, isn't she? I mean, an hour and 1 minute. I mean, she's got another 2 hours and 40 on her clock, yeah, quite comfortably.
Yeah.
2-all, 30 love. Lovely day here in Paris. Missed first serve. There were some clouds early on, lots of clouds early on. I can't see a single one now, and the temperature's going to nudge up towards the 90-degree mark. With that little breeze to help cool the spectators and confuse the players. Backhand now from Ange Jabeur, well behind her baseline. She whips a forehand cross-court to the double-hander of her left-handed opponent. Forehand down the line from Hadashmaya, clips the top of the tape, short ball for Jabeur to attack. And she does enough to force the error on the backhand side from Hadashmaya.
Yeah, that was really bad luck for Hadashmaya. I thought that ball hit the net because it slowed down the ball and landed a lot shorter. And then came the attack from Jabeur.
Worrying stat for Hadashmaya. Jabeur's won 25 of her last 26 matches on clay when she's won the opening set. The only defeat during that time here at Roland Garros, memorably on that first Sunday against Magda Linette.
Excellent. A great return from the racket of Jabeur to get things even here to 30-all. Just very, very deep, right on the baseline. Hadashmaya not able to pick it up.
Kato and Poots are heading towards a place in the final of the mixed doubles. They're a set and four love up now against Suciada and Middlekoop.
I have to say that, you know, you're really very good at taking advice because you apply them very quickly, so you're
thank
a good
you.
Learner.
Oh, thank you. Trouble is I'll then forget within 24 hours, but that's an age thing more than anything else.
The drop shot from the forehand side this time.
Yeah,
I think she had no
home.
Choice. She was so late to get to that side and decided a drop shot. Now missed once again in the net.
Yep. Just what Hadashmaya needed there, really. So a point to hold her serve again for the third time in this set.
7 out of 11 drop shots for Jabeur, but in the last six, she missed four times.
Yeah. And there's another ace. Jabeur is suggesting that the serve was wide. She's having a look at the mark, but Hadashmaya's already walked back to her chair and having had a look herself. So is Jabeur. So that is a third ace for the Brazilian, and it means it's a third holder serve in the second set, and she sits down with a 3-2 lead. It's now 5-love. Kato and Putz against Suciada and Middlekoop. So barring an absolute miracle comeback, they're going through to the final. And what is happening with Forger and Leconte? Well, they are winning actually quite comfortably. In the second set, they're 4-2 up. But of course, Barami and Santoro won the first by 6-2. We were talking about Mansour Barami yesterday. He's still physically fantastic for his age and such a genius. And in fact, Saif has been in touch and says, hoping someone would think of organizing an exhibition mixed doubles featuring Jabeur and Barami against Su Wei She and Dustin Brown, preferably at Wimbledon.
Yeah. She's Su Wei, I mean.
That would be fun, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that could be a lot of fun.
I hope you're all going to be able to either come to Wimbledon, enjoy the grass, or listen to us on the Wimbledon radio channel. We provide a very similar service to the one here. Fortunately, Sophie won't be part of it this year, but hopefully sooner rather than later, you will grace us with your presence at the All England Club again.
I would love to.
There's always a room in Leafy Ealing if you need somewhere to stay during the fortnight.
I'm going to be serving in my wine bar.
Well, next year.
Impromptu P-Town. .com. I'm doing a little plug here.
You do that. And the big opening's on the 28th, isn't it?
Correct.
Slice backhand from Jabeur. Backhand cross court now from Hadashmaya. Up the line from Jabeur. Shortish ball for her to hammer on a backhand cross court winner.
Absolutely gorgeous. And we saw Hadashmaya thinking and anticipating the drop shot going forward already mid court. And then once again, it was not to be. And it was a beautiful backhand flat cross court for Jabeur.
Madam Eda says, perfect justice for Kato to reach the mixed finals after what happened to her in the women's doubles. Backhand reply fizzing over the net from Hadashmaya. And then she clips the top of the tape. The point continues. Slice backhand deep from Jabeur, who's onto her forehand now. Again, low over the middle part of the net. The inside-out forehand from Jabeur to the forehand side of Hadashmaya. And she goes long.
Yeah, this has been the pattern for, you know, we talked about the pattern of Hadashmaya trying to really go more to the forehand of Jabeur, but Jabeur is hitting 57% of her ground stroke to the Hadashmaya backhand. So that's telling you right there the tactic from the Tunisian.
2-3, 30 love. Just wide with the first serve. Madamita says also be perfect justice if Sasha Zverev reaches the final after last year. Of course, he got that awful injury while he was playing and possibly heading towards beating Rafael Nadal. That's a missed return.
You know, same thing for Jabeur on the serve, just serving on the ad side. 92% of her serve are going to the back end of Adaj Maya to the tee. 8% wide, none to the body. There is again the tee, and it is an ace. Point made.
Those breaks of serve are a distant memory.
I know, it's amazing, but they raised really their level on the serve. And to tell you the truth, the serve of Adaj Maya was about 160 kilometers per hour in the first set, is now 171 kilometers on average in the second set. So you can tell the reason that they're both holding. One, Jabeur is hitting more first serves. Well, maybe not as I'm looking at the stat, but she hasn't lost 1 point, 7-for-7 on first serves in the box, Jabeur.
So 3-all as Adaj Maya serves to the backhand of Jabeur and then goes cross-court with a fiercely struck backhand, that double-handed backhand that the left-handers are, of course, famous for. They look elegant. They've got the powers. She's certainly got the power, and she's forcing Jabeur back and forcing Jabeur into an error.
Yeah, you see, the one thing about Adaj Maya that I think that could have been a better play throughout this match is that I would have loved to see a little bit more shape coming out of each of her shots. It's difficult for her. The backhand is flatter, but and she's hitting a lot more backhand than forehands. But I think mixing up the shape and the height of the ball would have been a good tactic as well.
Well, she may still have time to employ that. We could only be at the halfway stage in this match, at 3-all in the second set. Adaj Maya not going away, and we didn't expect her to after witnessing those fighting qualities against Cerebes Tormo. Deep return from Jabeur. Adaj Maya tries to go back behind her, so Jabeur slices on the backhand and then watches as Adaj Maya goes wide.
You know, that's funny. Kaza. Every time that she's about to hit with a slice on the forehand or backhand, Adaj Maya kind of takes a step forward into the court thinking it's going to be a drop shot, and it's going to has to readjust right away because it wasn't in there, and she got caught, had to back off of that ball, end up missing. So she definitely is aware of the drop shot. The problem is she can't read them.
Well, they're not easy to read. It's like settling down to read a bit of Shakespeare after you've had a beer or two. Tough to focus, tough to fully understand what's coming your way. Wherefore art thou, Romeo? Second serve, backhand reply from Jabeur. It was an inside-out backhand, and she takes the pace off the ball. Adaj Maya returns with more pace, and then it's Jabeur painting pretty patterns across the court, who goes back across it as Adaj Maya is moving in the opposite direction.
Yeah, less first serves in that game for Adaj Maya. She's going to need to find it right now. This is a key game here for the Brazilian.
Adaj Maya is 0-3 against top 10 players at Grand Slams without winning a set. That's further bad news if you're of a Brazilian persuasion. At 3-all, 15-30, misses with the first serve. However, she has defeated a top 10 player from a set down this year. That was Elena Rybakina at Abu Dhabi. Rybakina, who unfortunately had to pull out during these championships when she picked up the virus that's been floating around. Big forehand from Adaj Maya, and it's too hot for Jabeur to handle on that occasion. Good news as far as Rybakina is concerned is that should only be a short-term issue, and she can head to the grass slightly refreshed.
Well, we know that she's prone, you know, to all allergies, very high, unfortunately, significantly affected by allergies, and the pollen count being so high here in France this year.
Crunching forehand again from Adaj Maya. The slice on the backhand from Jabeur. She slices once more, but that's going to drift wide.
Yep, she's late again on that backhand.
Kato and Putz have won. Astrid's actually come back, though. with regards to the pronunciation.
Sophie is right. I love when I read this.
Well, you know, this
doesn't happen
entirely,
very often. Come on.
Yes.
It's yeah, early, is that what you said? It's early.
You were right, but there was more to it than that, which which we'll come to as Dash Maya serves at 40-30.
Marcus is very good at taking direction.
That was a really good body serve straight at Jabeur. Off balance, her backhand return sails long, and we have a seventh successive hold of serve in this second set. When the action resumes, it will be Jabeur at 3-4. Astrid says, yes. Sophie is right. Marcus is very good at taking direction. So we can both be pleased about that. So I must apologize that the soft ooh was not very good direction. A better way to say it is like you're saying you, like so you see or taste something displeasing. So give it a try at Marcus_Buckland. Pewts.
Pewts.
Pewts. Well, Pewts and Kato are through to the mixed doubles final. An emphatic victory over Aldila Sujiadi and Matvey Middlekoop. So congratulations.
Let us know, Astrid, how we did.
To those
Pewts.
Two. And next up on Court Simon Matcha is the other mixed doubles semi-final, which features Bianca Andreescu and Michael Venus of Canada and New Zealand, respectively, and another Canadian, Gabby Dabrowski. So Canadians have got a lot of interest in this one. They can't really lose. And Dabrowski is playing with Nathaniel Lamons of the United States. Not Lemons. Lamons. Lamons. Here, the excitement is rising as we head towards the key moments in the second set of this women's quarterfinal. Ons Jabeur, having won the first set by 6-3, is serving at 3-4 in the second. The winner of this will play the winner of the next match on Chantrier between Iga Świątek and Coco Gauff. There's an ace from Jabeur to start this eighth game. Leslie is waiting for a flight from Paris back to the States, listening to the always superb coverage, and loves the idea of Barami and Su Wei She against Jabeur and Brown playing mixed in any combination.
Shea Su Wei, sorry, yes.
Okay. Says, can't the Empress make this happen somehow, anywhere?
She's busy right now. She's at the massage parlor.
Yeah, it's hot. Stone.
Oh, just long, the backhand from Adaj Maya, trying to come forward to the net. She did hit a backhand volley of the return of that long ball from Jabeur. That was pristine volley, but unfortunately missed the approach.
Bij is listening to the Jabeur action with us while watching. Well, she's now watched her fellow countrymen in the mixed doubles.
Look, they're both serving so much better. I mean, has she lost a point on her serve? Not yet. The first serve point won 100% for Jabeur.
This is such a contrast to the first set.
Yeah,
really is. She serves again, looking to go down the middle. That's just long. Desperate lunge on the backhand side from Adaj Maya was unnecessary. A soft but correct call. So it is a second serve. And it's to the forehand, which is floated long. It's a hold. It's a hold to love. And the pressure now firmly on the Brazilian's shoulders as she serves at 4-4.
You know what they say in French, c'est la fin qui justifie les moyens, also known as the end justifies the means. And that's exactly what Adaj Maya wants to think about right now. You know what they say about slow wins the race, or whatever the slow pace wins the race, instead of, you know, going too fast and then you get exhausted and you collapse. You've never heard that
Really,
that proverb?
Yeah, I know. It sounds familiar. Something about the snail.
Yes.
Snail and
something. Snail pace wins the race, or something like this. Maybe somebody can refresh our memory, memory to begin with.
Perhaps you could actually research those sayings before you come up with them on air.
It would make
better radio, Soph, but I know what you're trying to say. I always sort of know what you're trying to say. Long from Jabeur, first point goes to the server. Oh, she's on straight onto the computer to find the source of that proverb or whatever it is. 15 love.
Slow and steady wins the race. There's no snail.
I mean, that's not true in a 100 meters Olympic final, is it? If you go slow and steady over.
It's a metaphor.
It could work sometimes, but.
Oh, Jabeur, way inside the court here to return the second serve.
And she just
sliced the forehand back.
Slices it back into play. Yeah, forehand now to the backhand of Hadashmaya. Up the line from Jabeur. The forehand back down the line. Good from Hadashmaya. But then she has to back pedal onto her backhand side and she overhits.
Yep, missed that one. Great defense again from Jabeur. Just moving very quickly and able to push back Hadashmaya, who I think on the last attack could have gone forward to the net and take that in the air. Just choose to stay back and get caught with a ball that was way deeper than, again, a position in the court.
Jonathan and Faith have both confirmed that it is indeed slow and steady wins the race. Have we heard from Faith about the job interview? I'm still nervous about that in case it hasn't gone quite as she was hoping. Could you confirm that, Faith? You may have revealed the news when I wasn't on air. Well, just wide from Jabeur.
Yeah, back in slice. She was just struggling on the pace again.
Holds her head up to the sky in frustration. I think she either thought or she was certainly hoping that it was going to catch the line, but not quite. 30-15. Of course, Jabeur knows that a break here would put her in such a good position to serve for a place in the semi-finals. Lizzie's been back in touch. Regular contributor from Utah. I think I'm succeeding in my goal of helping my kids love tennis as much as I do. 6-month-old knew we needed to be up before 4 to catch this match. Oh, how thoughtful. Double fault.
Wow. It's a crucial time. Giving a free point at that stage of the match when you have a top player in front of you, a top 10 player, number 7 right now on Jabeur. A big gift right now from Hadashmaya.
Lizzie says she'll be with us all day. There's a lot to look forward to. But right now, a critical moment for Hadashmaya at 4-all, 30-all. Backhand reply from Jabeur. Midcourt ball for Hadashmaya. Up goes another drop shot into the net from Jabeur.
Well, she missed the last 3 drop shots.
Yeah, so
there's definitely a difference. And she's against the wind, so to be able to create that drop shot, you're going to have to hit it a little more.
Red Sox Devil's got a good suggestion for us. Sof?
Did they say that we should stop commentating?
Fortunately not. I'm sure there are lots who would think along those lines. Midcourt ball for Hadashmaya, who's coming behind a serve, and she's reached out and she's successfully put away a backhand volley, and she is pumped. She's managed to hold on to her serve, and that means that in a moment Jabeur will serve to stay in the second set at 4-5, having won the first by 6-3.
Yeah, what a volley again. I mean she's been so successful coming forward for sure. When you think about how well that she's done in double. She's 3-4-3 for Jabeur at the net, and 10-14 points won at the net for Hadashmaya. She knows a thing or two of feeling the volleys, and this one was a reach and just absolutely spectacular cross-court winner from the racket of the Brazilian, as they are showing the replay on our big screen TV, on the big screen on the court. Philippe Chatrier, a beautiful day, not a cloud in the sky. It didn't start that way early morning, but we have had just perfect weather. I heard that we might get some rain starting on Friday, Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
The
always.
Weather doesn't look that great, but
possibly.
At least it's the end of the tournament. They don't have any matches, I think, after that. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, all the matches will be on this court, Philippe Chatrier, and we have a roof, so those matches will take place, but it would be a shame to finish the tournament under the rain with the beautiful, really, almost 2 weeks we've had. Yeah, 3 weeks with the qualies.
Merci.
With my British hat on,
merci,
I need to update
merci.
You on a couple of scores. In the wheelchair event, Alfie Hewitt and Gordon Reid, two fantastic players, have just got underway on court 7. And our remaining British junior, Henry Searle, is 3-1 up in the first set against the German David Fix on court 10. Here's Jabeur serving to stay in the second set, winning the first point.
Yeah, coming forward, being more aggressive. The wind is behind her. She knows it.
15-0.
She's taking every opportunity to really put the pressure on the Brazilian, who was way behind the baseline throughout this point and traveling back and forth.
4-5-15 love, and Jabeur now looks to go to the backhand of Hadashmaya. It was a really good quick return. Even bigger forehand from Hadashmaya, looking to dictate here, going down the line, but missing. Oh, and she bends over. Frustrated by that one.
2-0.
Red Sox Devil says, aha, the return of Miami Spice. It's not Crockett and Tubbs, it's Buckland and Miss Vocal Dubs. You two need to have a pronunciation podcast. Marcus Mangles, Sophie Strangles.
Yeah, like it.
Nice. All right, another first serve. She has yet to lose a point on first serves when putting it in the box. 12-12 for Jabeur in this set. And a 40-love lead here to try to even things out at 5-all.
And Faith, I do apologize. She did reveal on Monday night that sadly she didn't get the job. Very disappointing, but I'll keep
it. An ace to conclude this one. Hold at love for Jabeur. Back to back from her last hold at love. She has yet to lose a point in the last service game. The Tunisian spectacular play for Jabeur to even things out at 5-all.
Yes.
What a set this has been of
really
performance on
Excellent.
Serve comparing to the first one where we had six breaks or seven breaks, mind you.
Extraordinary contrast.
What a difference. What a difference they made.
Okay, not just yet, so thanks.
No, okay.
Sorry, a bit early for that.
You know what they say in France, right? When you're out of tune and singing, it's going to start raining.
Oh, goodness. Well,
that's what everybody says.
These dark clouds straight away.
In America, they say keep your day job.
Good advice, Soph. Listen to that. Well, I'm sorry that Faith didn't get that job, but keep believing. You will get what you want. Perseverance is the key, as all tennis players in particular know. So 5-all, and Hadashmaya, who was so pumped when she held serve last time, needs to do it again now. And we're into another rally from behind the respective baselines. Nobody making a move at the moment. The forehand down the line from Jabeur, and then a high floating forehand goes long from Hadashmaya, who walks across to her towel,
0-15.
Adjusting her visor again. Quick rub of the face. Those little towel boxes at both ends, which are neatly in between all the beautiful boxes of flowers, the red roses that adorn both sides of the court, and that's a feature on all the courts here at Roland Garros. 5-all, love 15. Hadashmaya's ready, and she's serving to the backhand of Jabeur. Deep return. Hadashmaya waits for it, then plays the off forehand. It's gone long, has it? Did the umpire overrule? No, he didn't. It was long. It was long. Hadashmaya's not complaining. She's gone back to that towel again. She's feeling the heat all right here at love 30.
Oh, that's huge. I mean, Jabeur knows it. Although she will be serving against the wind if she was to be able to break here. Love 30, 5-all in the second set, 6-3 in the first set for Jabeur.
And you felt that with the law of averages, a break had to come sooner rather than later. Now Jabeur, inside out forehand to the forehand of the left hand, driven on the backhand side from Jabeur, driven again by Jabeur to the forehand that goes down the line. Jabeur tries to go back down the line, but she overhits it, and the roar is from the Brazilian.
You know, she has played the back end of Hadashmaya throughout the first set a lot more and was much more successful. I don't know why she's changed the tactic, really. It's not like Hadashmaya started to hit better back end. So I would go back quickly to that tactic in this point, especially.
Three bounces of the ball. Then she steadies herself. Begins the service motion, serves to the backhand of Jabeur, who drives the ball across court, forced back even further. Jabeur, backhand cross court, going wide from Hadashmaya.
Yep, play the backhand of Hadashmaya, and it's another unforced error from the Brazilian. She has had 17 unforced, 9 coming from the backhand side.
Plenty of love coming in for Faith following news that she didn't get the job, including from Kate. Says, I'm sorry it didn't work out. Get the next one.
Absolutely. I'm sorry, but it was actually 28 unforced error for Hadashmaya and 20 coming from the back end. So here you have it.
And here are two break points for Ons Jabeur, and the first serve has gone into the net.
Are these like feeling like match points to you or what?
Well, possibly.
I mean, they've been holding since the beginning of the set.
Yes, but so. I still think it's not a done deal if Jabeur does get the break here. She's standing well inside her baseline for the second serve, and she's had to hit an awkward backhand, tucked her up a little bit, and she tugged it just wide.
She didn't time that well. I mean, the ball really kicked and unfortunately hit it way above the shoulders level. Couldn't control it long on the return.
So one break point is saved, courtesy of a good serve. How Hadash Maia would love to summon another one here. She's ready. She served to the backhand. Jabeur just over the net with her return. The forehand down the line is a great one from Hadash Maia, but Jabeur's got it back into play. She's inside her forehand corner again. The backhand cross court from Hadash Maia. All the pace taken off the ball by... what's her name? Jabeur, who is defending for her life and is eventually beaten, pulverized. I mean, I'm sorry about that. Sometimes you just lose the plot, and Jabeur did on that occasion.
What a save. What a save. And it's from the forehand side that Hadash Maia has been so successful in this set. And again, the cross-court forehand and then the down the line, and the reaction of the Brazilian at the end of that point was crouching and screaming, come on. And it is now 40-all. Deuce saved two break points.
A key moment. Not a good one to forget the identity of one of the players. Apologies for that. 5-all. Deuce. First serve is missed. It goes long from Hadash Maia. Battling and scrapping so far, like she did a couple of days ago in that 3-hour, 51-minute marathon. Hour and 28 minutes so far for this one. Second serve now for the Brazilian to the forehand of Jabeur down the middle of the court. She's onto her backhand. The cross court on the backhand side from Hadash Maia, and Jabeur errs again. She slices a ball long.
It's Hadash been Maia. The reflection of this set. It's all about finding the backhand of Hadash Maia, and Jabeur is not able to do so.
Well, got to say this. First match of the day. First of all, Sophie's been proved absolutely right. I thought Jabeur might win it fairly comfortably. Sophie said, no. Very different conditions to when Jabeur came out on top comfortably in straight sets in Stuttgart earlier in the year. Sophie knows what she's talking about.
Sometimes.
Most of the time.
Sweet.
Hour and 28 minutes. We could have a long way still to go at 5-all. Game point for Hadad Maia to at least guarantee a tie break, if not something better in this set.
Oh,
the backhand.
Another one that was high over the shoulders level of Jabeur.
Wide.
I mean, she actually had so many chances. I'm telling you, she's pretty upset going on her chair right now on the changeover. She knows well that she had opportunities here. And an unforced error when she was up 15-40 on Hadash Maia. Now 30-40, not going enough to the backhand of Hadash Maia. Lost the point on the attack of Hadash Maia from the forehand side. And now Hadash Maia wins this game and now is pushing, really.
Yep.
That's going to be a lot of pressure against the wind to serve from that side. But they've yet to break each other's serve, not once in this second set.
Well, I know we've put a couple of asterisks down, but definitely 5-all, 15-40 on the Hadash Maia serve. And the Brazilian got herself out of trouble. Now, Andreescu and Venus and Dabrowski and Lamons are warming up ahead of the second of the mixed doubles semi-finals. Of course, we'll bring you the final of that, which I think is it tomorrow, I think, doubles final. So if you'll try and get confirmation of that. Henry Searle, the very, very talented British junior, is 5-1 and serving for the first set at 30-15. I don't want to get carried away, but I've been watching Henry since he was 8 years of age, and he has developed into a fabulous young player. He's having a terrific week. He's still in the doubles as well. The second seed in the boys, Sam Schroeder, has a match point against Donald Rampardi of South Africa as well. So.
Oh, what a point! What a point! Both players at the net after a drop shot once again that was gotten by Hadash Maia. But the volley, she's closing in to the net once she hit that drop shot, Jabeur, and hit a perfect backhand volley cross-court winner.
5-6-15, love. Let backhand retire. Oh, no. You heard Pierre.
Let.
Pierre.
Pierre Bacchi.
Bacchi. And that's missing.
Oh, she was questioning that serve. It was so long.
Oh, so long.
She looked at Pierre and said, are you sure?
And he said, yes, I'm very sure. I've never been sure of anything in my life. Forehand return.
Oh, that's a miss.
Wide.
Oh, the nerves are there. And you know that Adaj Maya is playing the right way, going to the weakest link of and where the really the mistakes are coming, especially when you're nervous. That's where the mistakes comes from, the racket of Jabeur. It's from the forehand, 15-0.
Interesting. Into the net, first serve from Jabeur. Bald girl with long hair, neatly tied in a ponytail, picks it up, hairs to the back of the court. Second serve from Jabeur. It's attacked really well by Beatrice Hadashmaier on her backhand side. She drove the ball back at the server to net with her plus one shot, and suddenly the Brazilian is 2 points away from splitting sets.
Merci.
Yeah, she needs a first serve here. I think she's going to go probably to the tee.
She's got a first serve off backhand return. The drop shot is going to be reached by Hadashmaier. She reached it, but she puts it wide as she goes across court on her backhand side.
It's almost like she doesn't want to accept the rally right now. Jabeur going to the drop shot very quickly. She was lucky that Adaj Maya missed in lengthwise because she was there.
30-all. That serve was missed by a mile. Jabeur doesn't look at the umpire this time. Second serve is crunched for a winner by Hadashmaier to bring up a set point.
This is called guts. All guts. Picked her target before Jabeur served, saying, I'm going to go for it. This was a very slow serve. And she was rewarded for her effort. Needs a first serve again here.
Set point.
It's wide.
She has
trying
missed.
Trying to go to the tee, but wide. Now second serve, Adaj Maya is going to press. I wouldn't see a double fault. That wouldn't surprise me at all with the pressure right now.
Jabeur's ready. Nope, she's got the ball in play. Oh, Hadashmaier tries to go down the line with a forehand return, and she misses wide.
I tell you, the forehand of Adaj Maya missing on this one. She's very lucky, Jabeur. Very lucky.
Merci.
Yet to lose a point on first serve. 15 for 15 for Jabeur. How important is that first serve here?
So one set point
make
has
it
come
an ace.
And gone, and there is an ace down the middle. How quickly things change in tennis from a set point to a game point to take them into a tie break. Blink of an eye, the whole pattern is altered. But she's not out of the woods yet in this service game. That first serve is long. Now Hadashmaier this time for the second serve is staying back. And she's going to play a very soft forehand return. Onto the forehand from Jabeur, looking to attack. Now playing that forehand slice drop shot. Hadashmaier's going to get to that one easily and puts the ball away into the open court. Probably the worst drop shot, certainly mid-rally, that Ons Jabeur has played today.
Well, she saw that one so early and decided to go down the line. The last one she went to was cross courts, but good on her. The ball was way higher than the level of the net when she made contact. Easier to put away down the line, the highest part of the net. First serve on the line for Jabeur, wide. She can't believe it. Adaj Maya is looking at it going, really?
Yeah.
Well, really.
Excellent. Excellent first serve. Hadashmaier was in a bit of a heap and her backhand return was wide from the moment it left the racket. So another game point for Jabeur. And another... No, I was going to say another good first serve, but it clipped the tape. You heard old Pierre Backey. Does he smoke? First serve again into the net this time. Why, just tobacco, Backey. I just wonder if he smokes. I don't know, just a random thought.
I don't know. Let me ask him. Pierre? Pierrot?
He's lighting up as we speak. Forehand return. Again, no pace whatsoever. The slice backhand drop shots into the bottom of the net from Jabeur.
She does not want to go to the process right now of the rally. She is a little bit shaky and she resorts on the drop shot way too much and way too many times. Not accepting the rally. And now, back to deuce here. This is absolutely grand.
It is.
The end of this second set.
This is gripping. It's intriguing. It's so unpredictable. It's 5-6 deuce. Jabeur serves to the forehand. It's a really good first serve again. And off balance on her forehand side, Hadashmaier nets the return.
What a serve. Once again, that first serve is absolutely making the damage. 18 out of 18. When they come in, she wins 100% of the points.
Can she find another one now? No is the answer.
Just wide. Going to the tee again. She's only at 51% of serves, first serves in, but she's not losing any points on them.
She's come back in to return this second serve. She's mixing up her receiving position on second serve, and she's watching as Jabeur goes long again.
Guess where? Guess where the enforcer comes from again for the nth time? The forehand. Catching it late because you're scared, you're getting your arm a little bit tight. I mean, this is just typical. It just happens to all of the players, no matter what level, amateurs, pros, everybody gets nervous.
Oh, guess what she's found? Another first serve, an ace down the middle. Hadash Maia just didn't move.
Well, she thought it was coming to the wide side again. She's been triggering the wide side on the deuce side. Not this time, flat down the middle. I think she's going to go probably flat wide now.
It was 175 kilometers an hour. She has missed down the middle this time. Now, what's Hadash Maia going to do? She's standing inside.
She's going down the line with
the baseline. And it's a forehand return straight back at Jabeur. The backhand into the net from the Tunisian. This game goes on and on. And
are you joking?
Égalité.
Oh, how difficult is this? But you know, good on Hadash Maia. She probably wished she had done the same thing on the set point earlier instead of going with the forehand down the line that she missed in the alley.
So deuce again, and this time in the deuce court, Jabeur has missed a first serve. Now, Hadash Maia is just indicating exactly where the serve landed. I don't think there was any serious quibble from Jabeur. She's happy with it.
Second
so it's
serve.
Deuce, it's a second serve. It's still 5-6. It's a backhand return. And, oh, dear.
Completely missed the backhand return. Going cross-court short and absolutely missed the target. Went actually wider than the doubles alley. Ouch.
Ouch indeed.
Well, you know, experience is playing a role here. Never been in that position before. Jabeur sure did. Twice already in her career.
Can she close out this service game now? Well, it looked like a good first serve, but again, you heard Pierre Bacchi. His machine just bleeped. I'm starting to think let's just get rid of that rule. If it clips the tape or whatever, carry on play, add to the drama. Backhand return down the middle of the court. Lots of slice on the backhand from Jabeur. The forehand leads to another slice drop shot from Jabeur. And Hadash Maia's got to it, but Jabeur's going to come in and pass her. And she has held on, and we're heading into a second set tiebreak.
Wow, this is absolutely spectacular. The fans are loving it. Listen to that crowd. The Tunisian flags are just flying around the court, Philippe Chatrier. They are everywhere on every corner of the Chatrier court. It is magnificent what's going on here with those two players. What a play from, as we're seeing it again on the replay, pushing that ball down the line. Hadash Maia trying to reach with a forehand volley, but no joy there. It is a tie break here.
Yeah, this has been a gripping set of tennis. It's lasted almost an hour in itself. Hour and 39 minutes altogether. If you are just joining us on radio, Roland Garros, Sophie Amiak and Marcus Buckland are in the booth. And we're loving this as the tiebreak gets underway. And off balance, Jabeur gets her return, but then nets the forehand.
We heard this nets the forehand for a while now throughout this match. I'm afraid to even look at the stats and see how many forehands she's missed, but I'm still going to look at it.
Let us know after this
21
point.
21 forehand missed. Actually, let me revise this. No.
Well, let's see what happens here. It's the drop shot again on the backhand side. It's a good one, but Hadash Maia's there. And these drop shots, we know they're fantastic more often than not. They've been a little below par in the past 15 or 20 minutes. Hadash Maia read that. She raced in, and she had all the time in the world to put the ball into the open court. She's got the early advantage here. She leads in this tiebreak, having taken the first 2 points. Jabeur with another serve. Long. How many forehands?
16 forehand miss by Jabeur.
Wow. Okay. That's a lot.
That is a lot.
Second serve to the backhand, driven back by Hadash Maia. Now onto her forehand down the line. She's made it.
Oh, my goodness. She actually completely painted the line on that last forehand down the line. What a tiebreak she's playing right now. Hadash Maia. Talk about experience. She doesn't look like she doesn't have any experience at this stage. But, you know, doubles helps you. Doubles is key to help you in the moments like this, because she's played in finals, she's had a lot of fans in the stands playing in doubles, and I'm telling you, that's where she's relying on right now. Three love serving Adaj Maya in this tiebreak.
Two serves, of course, to come for her now. That ball just drifts back into play from Jabir. Oh, and then Adaj Maya tries to play the gentlest of drop volleys and puts the ball into the net.
Yeah, actually, it was a drop shot on the return, so she was trying to go for a counter drop shot and tried to really push it there, because the ball was so, so below the level of the net. There was nothing else she could have done. It was very difficult, actually, a shot to make, because you want to put it right behind the net. It's almost like a little dink in pickleball, actually. If you know pickleball in America, that's the exact same thing.
Burr is on the board. It's 3-1. That's a fabulous first serve, but it's back in play. Good return from Jabir, but the plus one is a forehand cross-court winner from Adaj Maya. She's showing terrific bravery and the ability to forget what's just gone before.
Terrific poise. I mean, when you think about how big the moment is. She's trying to extend her time here on Philippe Chatrier.
Jabir is now serving
1-4
to her backhand. They'll change
the north side
after this point, of course. Jabir winds herself up once more. And that is long. The return actually smashes into that, or one of the Lacoste hoardings at the far end, which falls over. Line judge picks it up. The second serve. And Adaj Maya made room for herself on the forehand for the return. Now she goes cross court right onto the baseline.
Oh, that's
a called
late
long.
Call.
Oh, Jabir's pointing at the mark. Pierre Bakke's come down from his chair. Adaj Maya's coming forward to have a close look. He marches over to the lines as the umpire. What's he going to decide?
It is deep.
It's just out. It's a point for Jabir. They change ends with Adaj Maya leading by 4-2.
All right, tiebreak. Year-to-date tiebreak, 7-6 for Adaj Maya, 4-1 for Ons Jabir.
4-2, Adaj Maya.
And now Jabir with the win behind her, serving at 2-4. Adaj Maya looking at her camp and asking for a little bit of advice. As you know, coaches are allowed to talk to the players from their box.
2-4, Jabir now with her back to us, puts the first serve into the net. The breeze just getting up a little bit. Second serve. Oh, how many times has Pierre Bakke's little machine gone off? Another second serve. Just to add to the tension, the excitement. Backhand return. Forehand cross court from Jabir down the line.
She made it.
She's made it down the line, and Jabir cannot believe it. She looked, she was waiting for the call of out, but she realized it was never going to come.
Do you know what they say, okay? When people are brave, what do they get? Well, they get rewarded, and she is being so brave right now, Adaj Maya. She knows that she has absolutely nothing to lose. She's going for it, and yes, she's getting rewarded. That's two winners in this tiebreak. Painting the line.
Yeah, fortune does favor the brave. Jabir was gesticulating towards her box. She's getting increasingly agitated here. Adaj Maya looking for the body serve there, but it overhit the mark as Jabir strides inside again for this second serve. It's coming. It's a double fault.
Oh.
She went long.
This is painful. Now she's thinking too much. Thinking, oh my, I might be able to push it in third.
Oh,
this is so hard.
Like that,
so typical, though,
yeah.
Marcus. So
yeah.
Typical. You can't think ahead, you know. Billie Jean King always said, don't even play the points one point at a time. Play each ball at a time. Think about focusing on now, right here. Present moment.
She has to
think ahead.
No, you're right. It's a great bit of advice from one of the greats of all time. She's still got to serve to try and set up a set point at 5-3. The backhand return with no pace on it from Jabir, then drives a backhand. Cross court from Adaj Maya. Deep from Jabir. Really good shot. It's back in play, but Jabir's got a short ball, and she's put it right onto... Well, I thought it went right onto the baseline. Adaj Maya's insisting it went long. Pierre Bakke's come down from his chair again to have a look, and he says...
It is long. Oh, my goodness. Can you believe that? We're talking millimeters.
Well, with the naked eye, I thought Jabir had made it.
I thought too, but the wind must have pushed it.
6-2. That
brings up three set points for Beatrice Haddad-Meier. Jabeur, 3-6 in the tiebreak, into the net with her first serve. Tall, angular ball boy does what he has to do. The second serve, deep to the forehand of Haddad-Meier. Jabeur clips the top of the tape, the ball lands in. Haddad-Meier's come forward, she's there with a volley, but it's going to get over the net, but Jabeur should put this one away down the line, and she does.
Wow, another incredible point from both players. I mean, the tape really stopped that ball and gave Haddad-Meier an entryway to the net. The down-the-line pass on the run for Jabeur to put really Haddad-Meier in a really precarious situation to hit that volley short and high, giving a chance for Jabeur to put it away, was absolutely incredible. But she's still alive here. Two more set points, 4-6.
She serves to the forehand. It's a really good first serve, but the return is in.
And so Jabeur is the point. Cross court.
Yeah, I was waiting for that to be called out. First of all, the return was really good. There was a question as to whether it was going to be on the line or the other side of it. It was on the line. Jabeur responded with a forehand cross court that looked to me as though it was going to go wide. It didn't. It found the line as well. It's all happening here. Jabeur has saved two set points on her serve. But now Beatrice Haddad-Meier has an opportunity to close it out on her own serve.
14 minutes ago, she had her first set point. She just, again, lost two of them. Now, one more on the serve here. 6-5, Haddad-Meier. She's going to go wide, you know it. Slice wide short will be absolutely grand here. Although looking at the sun, that is straight in her eye.
Yeah, and she pulled out of her service motion just then because of that. Now she has her backhand reply from Jabeur. Forehand down the line, winner! Beatrice Haddad-Meier. We're going into a decider.
All right, I mentioned how important it was and how much, you know, the advantage of lefties. That was exactly Exhibit A here. You have a lefty playing the advantage points and the big point on the left side, the ad side. She used her slice backhand, a slice serve wide to the backhand of Jabeur, which gave her the whole court open to finish with the 1-2 punch. Huge advantage taken. It has been like this forever in tennis. I still think that lefty should start really to serve from the other side in games, just because 15-40 is the only advantage that the righty has to really serve with a slice wide. Every other game point, love 40, 30-40, add out, that's all for the lefties. So start them on the other side. Yeah. That's all. That's all. Your lefty, Steph? Yeah, Steph is like, yeah. I'll take the advantage.
She's an
like,
angry righty. Yeah.
I am not an angry righty. And then, wait a minute, because I did a lot of research on this. I'm not just saying that. Then you look at all the lefties that were, you know, the percentage of lefties in tennis, very minimal, okay, throughout the years. But then you look at the amount of those lefties in the top 10 or number one in the world, and you go, well, maybe she has a point now. Martina Seles. We had also on the women, there's another one, which is huge. We had Connors. We had McEnroe.
Yeah.
We have Kvitova. We have, you know, I mean, look at those players and look at men and women. Muster. We have
this young Brit, by the way, Henry Searles,
Did we mention Nadal? Hello.
Oh no,
lefty, but still.
How did we forget lefty. Rafa? I know fake because he was. Yeah. He
Anyhow,
was essentially a righty.
I'm telling you, it's absolutely phenomenal when you do research on this. And if I had been at the stage at the age of playing against a Martina as a Chris Evert, I would have gone out there. Same thing with Federer and said, listen, it's not fair. And Martina on grass would have been wonderful, but I think that there would have been a lot more challenges if she had to start on the ad side to serve.
Well,
anyhow,
we are going to have to vacate because we've set this one up beautifully for Lady Eleanor and for Gigi. I must say thanks partly to Lady Eleanor, who's involved very directly with the Surbiton Tennis Tournament. My son Luca is going to be hitting with Katie Bolter this afternoon, and he's extremely excited about that.
That's great.
So thank you there. And
would you like to stay for the third set? Because
no.
You've done such a wonderful job. I don't want to tear. Oh no!
Well,
2 hours too much with you, Marcus.
I want to pace myself.
The first minute
There's
was
still
okay.
A lot of tennis to be played. I want to make sure I pace myself on that one. You guys are going to be wonderful.
Right.
It has been.
Well, I don't know what that is.
Thank
but
you very much. It's my yoghurt.
Well, as we said at the beginning, didn't we? Yes. When Marcus said this is going to be quick, you and I were like, not a chance. Is this going to be quick?
Listen, she's going to take a little bit of time for Adage Maya to beat the record of her match.
She just likes breaking records, isn't she?
Well, she's got a way to go.
This third set's going to be interesting. But Sophie, Marcus, thank you so much.
All right, leaving now and have a great one. Au revoir.
We'll still be going with this one in a couple of hours.